All right. Well, obviously, our friend, Dr. Jason Kantz, neuropsychologist, Marshfield Clinic, usually joins us for best 5 minutes of the day. He had surgery, gastric bypass surgery yesterday. And so I understand that it went very well. But, some challenges. I mean, I take you into some of the messaging of his wife yesterday, and I was included in the chat. Thank you for that. And later in the day, it was, late last night, where they were saying he'd been up and walking around, but was not doing the greatest. But then later on, they said he's finally well enough, and they got a rune for him, so that was good. But earlier in the day, the first report after the surgery was that it went very well. And so, anyhow, thanks for your prayers for him. It's, out of surgery and everything went great. So, good news. He got his own room eventually. And that's kind of the latest update on that. So, yeah, he's off today. But we'll get him back as soon as he can, as soon as he's able. So, we know he's a early to bed, early to rise kind of guy. And that's why he's so healthy, wealthy, and wise. So, all right. In the meantime, for a spiritual thought in this regard today, Jason's notes from the upper room, lessons in loving like Jesus. You got the book and the devotion. You can order those on Amazon, like his book, his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, which goes through the entire New Testament. And he's got the book of poetry, Soil from the Divine, one poem for every one of the 150 psalms. So, and I've been trying to encourage him to write another book, but, you know, in time. But we got John 17:6. So notes from the upper room, lessons in loving like Jesus is about, you know, John 13-17. Jesus' upper room discourse covers those five chapters. And so today we unpack John 17:6. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Here's what our friend writes, just a couple of short paragraphs. He says, people are God's possession, but it's important to think less in terms of ownership than in terms of family. We are his beloved children. My children belong to me, though I do not own them. Rather, I have a unique relationship with them that no one else has. They're my precious possession. In the same way, we are the beloved possession of God. Jason writes, I find it encouraging that Jesus told the Father that his followers had kept his word. When I think about the disciples, I see a ragtag bunch of impetuous, impulsive, hot-headed, doubtful sinners, just like me. And might I say, just like you, my inclusion. But they kept following Jesus in spite of their stumbling. You can watch this played out dramatically in The Chosen, which I think is just releasing season 4, right? The closing prayer this morning. Jesus, I'm grateful to belong to you and to know you as brother and friend. Deepen my understanding of our union. Teach me to live life as your beloved. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Well, hey, how about we transition to a little bit different music here? Because we've got a lot going on this week. Our Summer Smiles, we'll tell you more about this morning. Caleb out and about, and I think maybe Sam going to join him from 11 to 1 today at Joseph's Cheesecake in downtown in Chippewa Falls. But also on Friday, here on WWIB, we've got something important to tell you about. It's our first ever one-day challenge for WIBS We've Got Your Back campaign. Friday is going to benefit two local veterans organizations, Vets Fighting for Vets and Liberty Sales, as they serve those who have given more to this country than we could possibly comprehend. Thanks to our generous sponsors, we'll begin the day with $1,000, and then it's up to you to help us grow that fund as big as possible in just one day. Everything given will be divided equally between these two vital local organizations, helping them meet the needs of our veterans while showing them the love of Christ. And so let's hear from one of those. Tony Faulkner with Vets Fighting for Vets tells us more.
22 veterans that lose their life by their own hand a day. We do the ruck for the 22. It's a day of just remembrance. Basically, it's just a walk. It's a group event. We just walk 22K for those 22 veterans. We also, on Thanksgiving, we provide Thanksgiving meals. Some of our great sponsors help donate hams, turkeys. We put a whole meal together. We find veteran families, and we all they got to do is basically throw it in the oven. Christmas time, with our fundraising and stuff, we help veteran families that are struggling at times to help them with. Christmas presents, wants and needs to help relieve that burden, because we all know that can be a big struggle and a burden on anybody. We also offer equine therapy. We can have veteran families come out. They can do equine therapy. We have horses there. They don't even have to ride a horse. Just that therapeuticness with horses has shown to really help. There's a lot of places that offer it, and I think it's a really good program. We do riding for the 22. It's a motorcycle ride on July 13th out of Downsville, Wisconsin. It's a big fundraiser for us. Five stops along the way, a little get-together afterwards, and everybody's welcome. Veterans, civilians, anybody. Gun raffles. We have all sorts of stuff to fill the day, and usually it's a beautiful day just to reflect on that.
So there's Tony Faulkner from Vets Fighting for Vets, one of the two organizations that will benefit from whatever we can raise to match or hopefully exceed the $1,000 we'll start with in our one-day challenge. We've got your back presented by Marquardt Motors, your hometown Chevy dealership, with special thanks to Crestview Academy of Eau Claire, Wurzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Economy Furniture, and Bjorkstrand Metal Roofing. Again, if you're willing to help us on Friday or with an early gift even today, that would be so encouraging. Just go to WIB.com, click on the banner on top of the page. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday, WWIB, and just kind of count down to summer smiles kicking off, too, at Joseph's Cheesecake today. It pays to be the early bird. First 50, free cheesecake, cupcake. Wow, fantastic.
Yeah. I think a little later I might go through some of the other things that Joseph's has in their cases as well, too. Again, come on out for a treat, support a great local business, support a great cause in Wisconsin Foster Closet. And right now, your chance to get into OneFest for free. We have two OneFest full event tickets and parking for you. Tuesday trivia's become Win It Wednesday. This giveaway courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants and with East Spencer, Altoona, Kadat, and now Colby. Our unsolvable question from yesterday, Havo, was this. There are over 22,000 of these in the United States. Over 22,000 of these in the United States. 715-723-2555. Who will be the first one through the gate to guess?
You know, I just thought of a hint, actually. But we'll save it till 745. I think it will be Caleb approved. But, all right. So we had a lot of great guesses yesterday, but nobody got the answer we're looking for.
Yes, so 715-723-2555. If you can answer this, there are over 22,000 of these in the United States. Over 22,000 of what in the U.S.? It's not helicopters, electric car charging stations, not A&W restaurants, not e-bikes, not McDonald's restaurants, not water parks, not species of fish, not Subway restaurants. Again, folks were on a kick there for a while. It's not Verbo's. It's not nail salons. It's not hikers in the Grand Canyon, not synagogues, supper clubs, cities in America, mopeds, or floral shops. Over 22,000 of what in the United States for two full event tickets to OneFest, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants. Again, they have locations in Withy, Spencer, Altoona, Kanat, and now Colby. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hey, Tony.
What do you think?
Morning. National Parks.
Is it National Parks?
That would be a lot of parks. Sorry, Tony.
Not what we're looking for, but I think the first time we've heard from Menominee. So always great to hear from you, Tony. And, yeah, again, Tony, we just played his voice as the founder of Vets Fighting for Vets. So appreciate what he does there. 715-723-2555. Over 22,000 of these in the United States for two tickets, full event tickets to OneFest. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Greg from Ladysmith. I'm going to go on a long shot on this one to say payphones.
Payphones. Could there still be 22,000 payphones in the U.S.? I mean, there were a ton before.
Yeah.
Is it payphones? No, but thank you, Jerry. Always good to hear from Rusk County. Call us back. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, WWIB.
Hi, Curtis from Eau Claire. What about wind turbines?
Wind turbines. See a lot of those when I drive to my grandparents in Iowa. Halvo, is it wind turbines?
Sorry, Curtis.
Thank you, Curtis. Call us back.
That's interesting.
715-723-2555.
You got things like payphones that, depending on how young you are, you're like, what? What is that? Yeah. And on the other hand, like wind turbines, getting more and more of those, right?
Yeah, indeed. You never know what this could be, but what a great prize. Those two tickets to OneFest plus parking. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Rose from Phillips, and I'm going to guess dental offices.
Dental offices.
Ah, interesting.
22,000 dental offices.
That's a great
Rose
guess.
From Phillips?
Not it.
No, always good to hear from you, Rose, but not what we're looking for. I think we can do three more guesses here. Let's give you plenty of options and chances. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Toby from Stanley.
Hey,
from
Toby.
Stanley. What do you think, Toby?
I am going to think water windmills.
Water windmills?
Okay, so we were thinking turbine, but you're thinking like, yeah, getting the energy from the water. I know what you're talking about. Is that what we're looking for? It is not. Thank you, Toby.
People thinking environmentally, though.
Yeah. Is that on the right track, or are you all off in the weeds? I guess we're not telling you yet. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah.
I think that was Tammy from Wausau. Go ahead, Tammy.
Oh, good. Good job.
Lakes.
Is it lakes? Is it 22,000 lakes?
We would really clobber Minnesota if that was the
case. I know, right?
It's not just in Wisconsin, though.
Yeah, again, this is in the U.S. Thank you, Tammy. Not what we're looking for. We've got one guest left, then we'll come back with a clue later on. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Tony got back through. Go ahead, Tony.
Railways.
Is it railways? There are over 22,000 railways in the United States. He says, Havo, is that what we're looking for? Do we have a winner right here, right now?
Sorry, Tony.
We don't. Thank you, Tony. All right, we're going to push this off 20 minutes or so, but we're going to have a clue, right, Havo?
I got a clue. I think it's going to be Caleb approved. Yeah.
All right.
Win It Wednesday, WWIB, the question that's been stumping listeners all across the WIB listening area as they vie for two tickets to One Fest, courtesy of your local A&W with the latest location going up in Colby and open there. And, of course, the others we've mentioned with East Spencer, Altoona, and Cadott. But we're going to have a hint this time, Caleb.
Yes. So the question is this. There are over 22,000 of these in the United States. There are over 22,000 of what in the United States? The clue.
Yeah, the clue is this, that it's not limited to just one part of the country, that you'll find these all over the country. In fact, probably just about every city's got one of these.
Yeah. All right. That's a good clue. There are over 22,000 of these in the United States, as Halvo says, all across the country. Pretty much every city's got these. One or more, 715-723-2555. We want to help you out. We want to help you win those One Fest tickets, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul, what do you think?
I'm going to guess the electric car charging port thing.
That's been guessed.
That was one of our first guesses, actually. You can have a bonus guess if you can think quickly.
In every city, let's say Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Another good guess.
Yeah. Sorry. Not what we're looking for. Thank you, Paul from Willard. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Win It Wednesday, first day of summer smiles here on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Good morning. This is Beth from Elk Mound.
Hey, hi, Beth.
Hey, would it be a doctor's office?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Hey, find them all over the country in just about every city. Could that be it?
No, but great job, Beth, paying attention to Halvo's clue, because I think you're thinking, like, hey, what could be all across the United States in pretty much every city, one or more? Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth in Eau Claire.
Hey, Beth. We've had two Beths in a row. What do you think?
How about parking meters?
Parking meters. Is it parking meters? We've got those in downtown Eau Claire, Halvo.
Well, that's something to be concerned about in the future if there's going to be more of those, actually, in downtown Eau Claire. Could that be it?
No, thank you, Beth. 715-723-2555 for two tickets to OneFest 2024, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants in Withy, Spencer, Altoona, Cadott, and now in Colby, over 22,000 of these in the United States. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Lily Clausen from Creek, Wisconsin, and I'm
going to
say libraries.
Is it libraries?
Ah, good guess.
Lily, it's not what we're looking for, but I just don't have the heart to buzz you. I don't. I'm sorry. I have a Lily, too. So thank you, honey. Call us back, all right? 715-723-2555. I just couldn't.
No, I understand.
I just couldn't buzz. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Al from Withy.
Hey, Al, what do you think?
I'm wondering if it's post offices.
Is it post offices, Halvo?
Could that be it? Sorry. Let me just, I did the math, and actually if you take over 22,000, you take the number 22,000, it's really over that. In all 50 states, it would be actually, if I did the math right, it would be like 440 in every state. So, you know, and some states may have more of these than another. So
good mathing.
Thank you. Nice job.
All right, we'll take three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Paul from Willard. I'll give one more try here.
Go for it, Paul.
What about shopping malls?
Shopping malls. Yeah, because there might not be tons of those left, but still is a fairly common. So 22,000 shopping malls? not shopping malls.
And now some of those are being turned into pickleball courts.
Yeah, it seems to be the way of the world. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Morgan Isham from Menominee, Wisconsin.
Hey, Morgan.
What do you think?
Is it bike trails?
Is it
bike trails? Oh, that's a fantastic guess.
Yes, Morgan. Is it bike trails? Is that what we're looking for? 22,000 of these in the United States. Most cities having at least one. Not bike trails.
Sorry, Morgan.
All right, we've got one guess left, Halva. One guess left before this gets pushed
all
back
right.
beyond 8:15.
Keep in mind the hint, and all over the country, just about every city.
Well, good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this fine Wednesday morning?
Sevilla from Blair.
Hey, Sevilla, what do you think? Did you say ATM machines?
ATM machines.
I talked over you twice. That was so rude of me. I'm so sorry. Is it ATM machines? 22,000 ATM machines. Halvo?
I'm sorry, Sevilla.
We're going to next hour and giving you another chance to win these One Fest tickets, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants. And with these, Spencer, Altoona, Cadant, and now in Colby, D, who owns those. She's a great person. She really wants you to win these.
Yeah, right.
We've just made it kind of difficult. We'll give you another chance coming up. Maybe we'll even have another clue if we can figure something out.
The WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. Try number 3 today and number 6 overall at the unanswerable trivia question for two tickets to One Fest, courtesy of A&W.
Yes, there are over 22,000 of these in the United States. 22,000.
About 440 per state.
715-723-2555. And we really want to re-emphasize that clue, Howard, that you gave.
Yeah, which is that these are not just in one region of the country, right? These are all over the country in just about every city, big or small, has one of these.
All right. Over 22,000 of these in the United States. What are we talking about? For two tickets and parking to One Fest, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants, find them in Withy, Spencer, Altoona, Cadott, and their newest in Colby. 715-723-2555. Good morning. First out of the chute. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
John from Eau Claire.
All right, John from Eau Claire. What do you think the answer is?
Quick Tip.
Is it Quick Trips?
Oh, that's a great guess. There are so many Quick Trips, and they're so amazing. I heard a Quick Trip ad here on WWIB this morning. Could that be it? No, sorry.
It's not. Thank you, John. Call us back, 715-723-2555, as we go here on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, and what's your name?
Hi, this is Tina from Clintonville.
What city was that again? I don't know. I don't think I've
from Whatville?
Clintonville.
Are you listening?
Fantastic.
On the live stream from there?
No, actually, I am running through the Chippewa area right now.
Okay.
Going on my way to North Dakota.
Well, good to have you from Clintonville.
Yeah, welcome.
Driving through, what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's Walmart.
Is Walmart.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A lot of Walmart. Most that hasn't been guessed yet. Could that be it?
No, sorry. No, what we're looking for. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah.
Great to hear from new cities as well, too. And again, you can listen to WIB anywhere at WWIB.com when you're back home in Clintonville. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
Hey, Paul, go ahead.
Man, I'm going to guess fire departments.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sure, absolutely.
It's a great guess.
Most communities would have one, sometimes more than one fire station.
Sometimes volunteers.
Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry.
No. Thank you, Paul from Willard. 715-723-2555 for those two full event One Fest tickets to One Fest 2024 in Cadott. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Boomer.
Hey, Sherry.
Sherry, what do you think?
Car dealerships.
Car dealerships.
Sure. I just, we can't have like, it isn't even half right. I suppose I should buzz that. But I appreciate the thought people put into these things.
Yep.
And again, it could be true. It's just not the answer we're looking for. Thank you, Sherry.
More than 22,000 of these. They're in every state in the country, cities big and small.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name and where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday? Caleb and Halva with you on the WIB Wake Up Show.
It's Callie Isham, and I'm from Menominee.
And what do you think,
Callie? I think it's people.
You think it's what?
People.
Is it people? Not people. Thank you, Callie. Good to hear from Dunn County. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Julie from Hayward.
Hey, Julie. What do you think?
I think it's mayors.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Because cities like Eau Claire have a city manager, so maybe not everybody has a mayor, but it could be. Could it be 22,000 mayors? No.
Not mayors. I think we've got time for three more guesses here. Let's go, eeny, miny, mo here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Jan from Chippewa.
Hey, Jan, what do you think?
I'm thinking Uber or Lyft drivers.
Ah.
Oh, 22,000 Uber or Lyft drivers across the country. Is that what it is?
That's a great guess, though. It's a great guess.
Thank you, Jan. Again, over 22,000 of these in the United States, and pretty much every city is going to have one or more is the clue that we can give you. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
John from Eau Claire again. Would it be churches?
Would it be churches? 22,000 churches in the United States. John?
Yeah, there's a lot more than that. I mean, that's a good guess. And while some are closing down, there's still hundreds of thousands, unfortunately. I mean, you're off on that one. But, hey, I guess we'll do it again later, huh?
Well, I think we've got one more.
Okay, one
here,
more.
Right? All right, so good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Last chance in this first part of the 8 o'clock hour.
Toby from Stanley.
All right, Toby.
How about beauty salons?
Hair, Toby from hair. Stanley. Is it beauty salons? 22,000 in the United States. Your daughter has one, right?
She does, yeah. You can find the Evelyn's salon there on Claremont. Just she's got her own location there. Could that be it? No. You know, it was amazing. I saw a stat regarding Eau Claire in the past that there's like 200 hair salons in Eau Claire. I mean, it's just like
really?
You wouldn't. Yeah, it was crazy.
I had no idea.
But just kind of here, there, and everywhere. So.
Yeah. All right. Think about this, friends. Over 22,000 of these in the United States. Pretty much every city is going to have one. We'll see if we can come up with one more clue for you as you hear this new tune from Stephen Curtis Chapman. We'll pick the contest up again after 8:45 a.m. We'll give you the cue to call. SC Squared with his latest Do It Again. WWIB.
Something I've been thinking a lot about lately. I think about it every morning when the sun comes up. It kind of reminds me of a little kid playing. And how it seems like they can never get enough. They say, do it again. Do it again. Maybe every morning when the sun breaks.
Win It Wednesday, a fourth try today, a seventh try over the last 2 days to a question for two tickets to One Fest, courtesy of D from A&W with their fifth area location now on top of Spencer and Withy and Altoona Cadott now in Colby.
Yes, thank you so much and enjoy some cold, refreshing A&W root beer. Mm. And the Papa Burger is one of my favorites over there.
Oh, yeah, very
cheese
good.
Curds. Fantastic. So support your family-owned A&W restaurants as they support the ministry here at WWIB. Our question, there are over 22,000 of these in the United States. The prize, two full event tickets to One Fest with parking. Again, courtesy of A&W, over 22,000 of these in the United States. And we're starting to stack clues now, Halvo.
We are, because earlier we said that these are in every state in the country and just about every city, nook and cranny, you're going to find one of these. And then on top of that, we're going to say that they're probably, having said that, they're probably less popular now than they used to be.
All right. Do with that what you will. See if that helps you out. See if that wins you the One Fest tickets, as a lot of you, before we even gave another clue, thought you knew what this is. So let's go to the phones. Win It Wednesday, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Silas from Osseo.
From Osseo. So that's good to hear from you. What do you think?
Movie theater?
Movie theaters. I was just
a great
movie
guess.
Theater last night. It was nice and cool. Saw Inside Out 2 with my family. Thank you to Mikon for a great experience. Is it movie theaters, Silas? It's not, but call us back. Good to hear from Osseo, 715-723-2555. If we had time, I'd go through the list of all the places we've heard from. It's such a huge cross-section all across western and central Wisconsin. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this fine summer smiles day and a Win It Wednesday here on WIB?
Good morning, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry, what do you think?
I'm going to say ice cream shop.
Is it ice cream shops? We're coming up on National Ice Cream Month in July. Is it ice cream shots, Havel?
Sorry, Sherry.
Not ice cream shops. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
Hey, my name is Heather. I'm calling from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Heather, what do you think?
Would it be banks?
Would it be banks? Over 22,000 banks in the United States.
Got them all
States.
Over the country and just about every locale. Could that be it? No.
Not banks. 71 Buzzer's getting a workout over the last couple days. 715-723-2555. Good morning. WWIB, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bethany from Osseo.
Hey, Bethany, what do you think?
We're big in Osseo this morning.
Car junkyard?
Is it car junkyard? Very creative guess.
Very
Bethany,
specific.
Is it car junkyards? It's not. Call us back.
Bethany, I'm trying to keep my car out of the junkyard these days.
Good morning, WWIB. For those two OneFest tickets, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is John from Ladies.
Hey, John.
What do you think?
Parks.
Is it parks? 22,000
We've had national parks guests. Could it be just straight up parks? No.
It's not. 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hayward.
And what's your name?
Joan.
All right, Joan from Hayward, what do you think?
We think it's dollar stores.
Dollar, they are all over the place. 22,000 of them. Is it dollar stores? Not dollar stores.
I'm fighting back the urge to give another hint.
Go
here.
For it. Go for
well,
it.
Well, I think that if you take what John said and you just think in terms of that, if it's not parks, what else might it be that's outdoors like that?
Yes.
Wow.
There you go.
I just really want
that. That's a pretty good clue.
Thank you.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Mike. I'm calling from Eau Claire.
Go ahead, Mike.
Payphones.
Is it payphones? That's been guessed. That's been guessed. You can have a bonus guess. Think quickly. Go ahead.
Oh, that's all I got.
That's all you got. All right, no problem, Mike. All right.
It's outdoors. Something outdoors.
Think outdoors. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lena from Prentice.
Lena from Prentice. Go ahead. I think you might have been our very first guesser, if memory serves, when this entire thing began. Go ahead.
Yeah. Bonus question. What did I guess?
I think you guessed helicopters.
Yes.
You're right.
Caleb, you win.
Why I win, Lena? All right.
Well, my second guess is outdoor music festivals.
Is it outdoor music festivals, Lena from Prentice? It's not. All right, let's go three more guesses here. Let's get this done.
All right.
Three more guesses. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard.
Go ahead, Paul.
What about roundabouts?
Is it roundabouts?
Boy, they're outside. We've added more and more of them in recent years, but that's not it.
Not roundabouts. Two more guesses or this becomes Try It Again Thursday. Good morning, WWIB, Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand.
Go ahead.
All right, Tammy.
Hi. Is it like a Central Park?
Oh, a Central. Okay. Is it a Central Park?
Hmm.
It is not a Central Park. No. All right.
22,000. All right. So it's, again, they're all over the country. Just about every city, big or small, has them. They've become less popular in recent years, and this is outdoors.
All right. Final guess for the OneFest tickets, courtesy of A&W. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
John Cootney again here from Eau Claire. I'm thinking, I was going to say bike trails, but then you said they're less. But I think they're popping up more now.
Yeah.
Bike trails.
So do you want to stay with bike trails, John, or do you want to try something else?
This is like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yes. Is that your final answer?
I know.
You want to phone a friend?
Right. Let's see. So something to do with outside.
We need an answer today.
Park. Let's go music festival. Festival?
That was just guessed.
That was just guessed. Okay, yeah.
Gyms?
Is it gyms? Is it gyms? John from Eau Claire? It's not. So try it again Thursday. Be ruminating on the clues here. Ruminating on the clues here. Like pretty much every city has one, maybe more of these outdoors. Someone's going to get this, I think, right away tomorrow.
I think so.
I think we'll get this.
All right. We've had a lot of guesses over 2 days.
This has been a lot of fun. And tomorrow, maybe tomorrow is the day we give away on Try It Again Thursday, those OneFest passes, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants. And with these, Spencer, Altoona, Cadott, now Colby. Well, even if you didn't win here today, friends, you're going to feel like a winner if you come to our Summer Smiles event. Starts at 11 a.m. this morning at Joseph Cheesecake.